Итак, нас собрал Творец здесь для того, чтобы мы правильно сорганизовались и выполнили его задание. В чем четко заключается наша задача? Как я подвожу итоги этого конгресса? Что я беру с собой? И как я продолжаю действовать дальше? Прошу вас поделиться друг с другом и найти четкое решение. Творец нас собрал здесь. Как мы претворяем его решение в жизнь? С чем я отсюда уезжаю? Как я организовываю себя дома, на месте и продолжаю действовать дальше? Прошу. Все нормально, все нормально. It's normal.
I think we can, we have to share information between groups and see which groups are advanced in integral education and see how they're moving and you know. Give the importance each one another of that and learn together how to move in this work. We have a lot of materials, Rav and Oren conversation, take information, let this conversation flow through our veins and then operate, think about something to do, just that.
Rav mentioned so many times. So as Rav mentioned as many times, it's all about dissemination. And this dissemination is on all levels. Dissemination in education, integral education, making projects together, being together in groups. Everything is dissemination, caring about your friends. What we learn in this, that's the only way, you know. You have to, you need the work, the real work, the robota. You need the work, or you need the projects, and that's all dissemination. And when you got this work, you start really bonding together with your friends. This bonding is needed to come to this new communication. This communication, this is the frequency. If we really bond, it's the right frequency. We can communicate to everybody in the world. To our friends and to the world, to the 99% what we call. So we find together the right, because we're in this heartbeat, only in this heartbeat, in this really connected, we can disseminate in the correct way. Then we got the right language, the right frequency.
I would like to add to my friend, is to make a difference between externality and internality, and we have to get this heart pumping, to get this new life into the veins of Europe and the world. We have to internally come to this common prayer, to make this conduit work, to get through the light. That's our internal work. That's why the Creator brought us together here. That's what we're right standing for right now. And on the other hand, we have our externality, that we have to do the actions in this world. We have to perform the things like we have so many good ideas, but the one cannot do without the other.
The Creator brought us here to help him implement the plan of creation, and that is for all of us to come to the Creator and be with him. And the Creator is pure bestowal, so we have to teach everybody how to play in bestowal, whether they are 99% or they're part of Kabbalah. We have to teach them how good it is to play in bestowal, because that's the frequency of nature now. Anyone who plays in that frequency can have fun and be successful. We just have to show people through examples that this is now the way the world works.
We were gathered here and we achieved something. First of all, we need to be thankful about what we achieve. We need to realize that it was we were giving a present. We need to feel it and to remind each other. There will be ascend, descend, ascend, descend. But each time we need to come to this place of the family. This place exists already. We have a baby. For the very first time, we felt that it's not about Spanish, English, French. We felt like one group. We didn't even pay attention now about the language, you know, about the difference. We were really above the difference. And we need to come all the time to this place and remind each other to demand to open this more and more and more.
I see that at first when we return ago, we must to do the base of our connection, of our communication, this base to include the internet page, and it will be not just for talking, for our impressions, but it could be, it would be working place, and I think at first we must find some project which we can try in each country, yeah? and it's just at first. Try how does it work? How does it work in one country? How does it work in another country? And this way, I see the first steps.
I personally like very much idea that what we got here is a kind of loan, which can be repaid in only one way, which is to share this outside. My understanding of sharing is to be an example, because this is the strongest way. We can disseminate material, newspapers, and so on, but if we are not an example, it's empty. So I would focus on that.
I think that we have to work in order to realize that we are playing a match. We are a team now, and we are playing a match, and we don't have to be afraid of playing this game. We have just to play. The only fear that we would have is the fear about our intention. That's the only fear that we have to achieve. That our intention have to be always the right intention, and then we have to, and so we have to work in order to let the friends have the right intention. We must push on that. Remember that we are bestowing.
I was just thinking about practical advice. I know that all of us are busy and, you know, committed to anything else like job and families. So practical, I think all of us in the morning lesson, you know, we should keep, you know, ourselves, you know, in thought and intention, you know, just keeping, make sure that the friends are advancing very well in the morning lessons, you know, making, wishing them, you know, to advance. And secondly, very important, dissemination, right? Find 1 hour, 2 hours evening time, you know, get the connection, right, and sharing this information, and then start doing in your town, in your city, in your country, because no one else, no one can come but you. You're the only one responsible. But every one of us should, you know, start this step, you know. Okay, yeah, based on the experience we already got, but yet you will be the first one in your town to do that.
I was very impressed with today, actually, especially when Raf said that finally on the third day of Congress, Europe united, you know, warm up, yeah, so we can start Congress. And actually, this is really, really, that's exactly what we have in there. But everything happens, you know, as it should happen. Should happen. So forget the past. From now on, from this moment on, what are we gonna do? And I think first we need to ask. Okay, we're open for Creator. We're open for you. Please guide us. We want to implement your thought in our work right now. From now on. We're gonna accept everything which comes from you as a guide. Is it bad or good? Doesn't matter. It's your guiding us. And we, only thing we ask, the only help we need is please give us the strength to accept this as guidance, as good, and keep us connected together in this thought. And let us be your those who are going to pass your thought, implement it in the world. But please, please keep us together, keep us united in this process. Don't let the thoughts that, oh, everything is bad, or I don't know, affect us. We want to be in any second, any moment, understanding that everything is from you, none else beside you.
Friends, it's just what I think about how we start working after it's all finished. It's Robin mentioned Spanish group, or they going apart actually just for the reason they're not working. That's what he said, and I think the problem of most of groups is the same. And we need to start work, but this is all about groups as well, so they don't have something to start this work. So this is where the support each of us comes. There is individuals who really want to be involved, and we know, like friend mentioned, the team, we all Europe like one team. If one group will be part, we don't have one defender and that's it, we're weak. We need to be all together. And of course this is such a bond connection here, what we made. We need to use it, all our studying, to use it to feel what's happening in our groups, you know, and talk, and whatever management decide to do, make a structure, we need to use it, need to organize within the group, help each group to organize this integral initial education. Maybe they start involved all friends. Otherwise, it's if one, two people do in a group, it's not a point, because group will be suffering, and that's where our unity need to work for 100%, friends.
Yesterday, a friend was saying that each group represent like a, because we were on the stage, and he was saying that each group represent one friend, and each friends of the group is like one group. It means that all the group of Europe are like all I like France, and like this, the group is the group of European. It means that if one group has a problem, all the friends, all the group need to come and help them to sit on the table and to solve the problem like a family. It's not that the Spanish group is going to solve his problem, or tomorrow it will be the Italian group or the Croatian group, we will have a problem. If a group has a problem, all the groups of Europe must sit on the table, maybe few representatives, and solve the problem together like we do in a family. When someone has a problem, we gather all the family and we solve the problem. And like this, it goes fast, and we can go like very, very fast, because it's sure that there is always problem in the group. This is how we are growing up, through this problem that appear after the convention, the ego become bigger, and then the problem arrive in the group. So now we need to be aware that whatever happened in the group, we need to publish it in the other European group. And like this, we solve it together and we progress very fast.
Just to add to what the friends have said, we must remember to always ask the Creator to help us overcome our ego, because just like the friend said, we've got to do all this work and share our problems with the other group, but the ego always holds us back. It won't let us do that. So we must always turn to the Creator for help, and He will give us that help so we can go to the groups and share and be with them.
Just to add something to what Terence said, I think practically we have to, you know, before we have a block diagram with the groups that are involved in the European group. We have Spain, Italy, no, UK maybe, I don't remember. We have to push the nation, the country that are not in this, to enter this group, and to give them the importance to enter in this organic team.
I want to give an example of how great this connection is between us, between the groups, how it can work. Last Sunday we had a meeting with our Tel Aviv friends, and they really want the connection with us. It was moreover their initiative, and we had a Skype connection, and it was very strong. And what they told us, well, we are feeling right good now. The sun is shining and everything is going well, but we see you're having difficulty in your group. People are falling out and you're like our heroes, and we want to attach to you because you are still standing there even when the works get hard. For us, it's not hard right now because everything is okay, but we want to adhere to you. And that was such a great gift. It was such a great strength to have that connection. And it's practically so easy to connect through Skype to do this in Europe, to do this with the groups, and I think we really should do this more often.
Today we heard the lady from Syria, and basically she's ready to risk her life to disseminate. And I thought about myself that in my environment, I have everything I need to do more than I do right now. I feel ashamed, but it's positive shame. It's kind of motivation.
Everything is achievable and possible to achieve only by taking into account everyone, every person in group, working together so closely. You know, it's like I see that this next step is when we all work like one body, you know. Whenever is needed, always find there's been no a good person which will do his job perfectly for this particular task, you know. And this management or committee made the decision, and straight away there's some group within Europe which can implement it. And if there's any problem, straight away we know about this problem and it gets solved, get helped. And each of the worker in this system, each of the friend, constantly keeps internal tension and thinking and about each other part of its body. You know, it's exactly like a cell's work in our body. When each little cell knows about state of the whole body and acts accordingly.
And, you know, this Congress is the example the Creator has given us. He's showing us right now how he wants us to be with each other after the Congress is finished. He wants this type of a connection always. So we're born into a family and we have that example of a mother and a child. And that's what we've got to achieve with total strangers later in our life. And this is like this Congress. This is the example. This is how we've got to keep this connection after the Congress.
I had with my good friend sitting next to me a discussion about you can't, he told me, you can't have enough projects.
Мы эгоистические желания, разбитые, раздробленные, разделенные, отдаленные друг от друга. Любое наше движение к соединению, оно противоестественно нам. Если это на самом деле объединение. Не объединение эгоистов, а объединение на отдачу, на взаимное включение, на взаимную отдачу, на любовь. То мы не можем этого сделать. Нам для этого необходим высший свет. Сделано это специально Творцом, для того, чтобы мы его требовали, чтобы без него мы не смогли объединиться. Если бы мы могли объединиться без него, мы бы это сделали легко. А он специально нам ставит препятствия, и мы не можем объединиться, потому что мы не требуем его. До тех пор, пока мы не поймем, что нам надо его требовать, и он должен среди нас сделать это объединение, мы не преуспеем. Так что, с одной стороны, мы должны быть рады, что Творец специально делает нам такие проблемы, чтобы мы вознуждались в нем. И не забывать об этом, и поддерживать друг друга, и все время это, об этом друг другу напоминать. Значение Конгресса будет нами все время... Я прошу чертеж. Значение Конгресса будет нами все время, вот сейчас мы поднялись до уровня какого-то, оно будет падать. Вот написано «after Congress». Оно будет падать. Почему? Потому что это объединение, естественно, его значение в нашем эгоизме будет все время падать. Здесь мы поддерживаем друг друга, в нас существует какая-то некоторая часть важности этого объединения. Как только выйдем из-под влияния друг друга, начнем падать. С завтрашнего дня мы начинаем Израильский конгресс. Я прошу вас всех быть вместе. Поддерживаться будем все вместе, друг друга поддерживать. Чтобы из того состояния, которое вы испытаете, оно быстро проявится в вас, падение. Вы сразу же начнете подниматься. А потом этот конгресс в Израиле закончится. И будет у нас... большой промежуток, где-то с месяц, месяц времени до американского конгресса. На нем снова начнем объединяться. Нам надо заполнять эти пустоты, то есть вот эти вот все места, вот эти вот места, отрицательные. Нам надо заполнять связью между нами. Как вы думаете, мы будем это делать? Это мой следующий вопрос. Как мы в действии будем поддерживать друг друга? Если не поддерживать, ничего не получится. Один человек ничего не сделает. Человек питается от группы, одна группа питается от других групп. Как нам питаться друг от друга, чтобы не были такие проблемы, как в испанской группе, еще в других группах, потому что они отключены друг от других групп. Не потому, что в них нет соединения, а потому, что от других групп отключены. Как нам не отключаться друг от друга? Пожалуйста.
Mutual action, going to support each other and work together. How to not to disconnect from other groups. So how in a mutual action between all the groups we're going to work together in order to implement what Rav drawn on a drawing of those descents. Yeah. Question. How do we in mutual action going to support each other and states of descents?
I think it starts with what Rav always says. Make hay while the sun shines. So we're like now in this great congress, in the peak of our feeling of unification of one man and one heart, and we have to make a promise to each other. We have to make like a covenant that we can conquer this prediction, what Rav does, what he says, what's going to happen, and we know all that this is going to happen, and we have to prepare for this. So let's make this covenant together in our hearts, that we will stand for each other, that we will rise as one when this happens, that we hold our friends up high, that we think about them every day, that we are attentive, that we are alert to things that happen, that we communicate to each other physically, that we know what happens with the friends in the groups, so we can be there when it counts.
As Rav says, we're gonna get separate another time after this congress, and so I think that we have to make an agreement now, that when someone of us feel an uplifting emotion, he have to push on the importance, because maybe that some other friends don't have the importance in this moment, and the only thing we can do is push on this importance, and we can only use the uplifting moment, because when we are down we want to quit. We don't want to talk about friends and integral education and purpose of life. When I feel that I'm in the right way, I have to push. We have to make an agreement right now. I'm asking this to the world workly, not only in the to the people in the circle.
When we came to this congress, we knew that it was going to be alone. We know that when we come to a congress, it's not work, it's the influence of the environment. So when we come away from this congress, that's when we start our work, as we know. So each of us, before we came here, we knew that's what was going to happen. We were going to come here, receive a loan, use that connection we made here to carry us through the descent. So we, like the friend said, we make alliances, we make covenants with our friends, so that when we're in a time of descent, we just have to think of our friends and that amazing connection we have here and use that to get us through, and of course ask the Creator to help us.
You can't have enough projects in your group if you don't have projects, and project can only be on dissemination basis. We only have dissemination. Then you don't have work, then you don't have a group, then you have nothing. So, the important thing now is that we have to start, even if you're a group, if it's not Europe-related, but you have to, you need dissemination. Dissemination to other groups, help other groups, or make contact. It doesn't matter what sort of projects you have, you need them. Otherwise, everything goes down, you don't really have a group. It's so important that we... I call it this moment. It's we're standing before Mount Sinai. It's Mountain of Hatred, and that's the project. That's the project to overcome. If you don't have this mountain, you don't have anything, and that's the whole dissemination. Because you have to come over together, and that's what we need the Arvut for. The Arvut, that is the mutual guarantee. That is the covenant of the group you need to make the projects possible. And if we want a united Europe or whatever, you need this covenant, we need this Arvut to overcome this project, this Mount Sinai. So that's why I find it so important.
Actually, I agree absolutely. We were discussing this this morning at the breakfast with the friends that we were taking an example of preparation to the Congress, this Congress, how all the friends, all the groups in Europe were working together in order to prepare it, how everything was quite well organized, with, of course with its own problems, but still it was first good mutual work together to preparing this event. And so now Congress finishes, and naturally we want to just come back home. They said, well, finished, we can relax now. No. We should remember that state before the Congress, how intense was it, and come back home, have a 8-hour sleep, relax 1 hour in the evening, a little bit, couple of hours. And they said, from Tuesday, we work, carry on working the same way, straight away, get involved in the projects, the preparation for something next event, structure, dissemination, whatever, anything which is in local groups is ongoing, work in the same intensity like we did before the Congress. And that's the way to work. Otherwise, if we lose this kind of, you know, this moment, if we relax for more than we're supposed to relax, we will fall like a, you know, like a domino, each other. Everyone will just pull each other into this hole. So it's very, very important to take a break, only in order to fulfill our bodies' necessities and carry on working.
I want to add one thing. If we this Mount Sinai very important. Those are the projects. We need to go to Israel. We in Yeshiva. That's our direction. We have to overcome this. So this mountain has to be there. This project. Otherwise, you know, we'll all die in the desert. So we need this Arvut quick. And to unite, to keep on going. We need the power we have now. We use them to make a covenant. We design projects. It's all dissemination. It's all Yeshekel. In that direction. And we need it. Otherwise, we don't have groups. We have nothing. We die in the desert. So that's the importance.
In a descent, you do nothing. You're nothing. And, you know, you cannot remember. You cannot do anything. It's a descent. That's why we need to prepare before it comes. This is what one of our friends said, that you have an obligation. If you're a sick parent, but if you have a kid, you know, crying and asking, you just stand up and do whatever you can, right? It doesn't mean you were sick or not, but you're doing because you're obligated to do so. Similarly here, each and everyone here should take an obligation before the group and obligate himself, you know, do it either once a week or maybe once a day, any kind of obligation which he can make in any state and just do it. And that will keep him up, you know, to the right speed and level of feelings.
Now I can say about concrete step after this Congress. is a very good time because starts Pesach time, yeah, in Israel. And now I will talk exactly about that position. Of course, when we coming back home, maybe we want to relax or to do again some other things. But always the best to plan what you will do tomorrow when you are on the top. And now I'm saying for myself that the first hours when I come back home, I will open the how to say расписание program of Pesach, and to check all this week how I can be together, maximum together, in this Pesach with all the world group. I think it will be the best work, the best job what I can do the first hours when I come back home.
I heard once that after the Congress, it's very important to add something. We need to see you were doing something, you know, you had a schedule, and you need to see how you can add something new that you were not doing before. It's so much important. It's not necessary in quantity. It can be also in quality. The way you are working, this is what I see. And also, we had a very important meeting on Friday in Europe on TeamSpeak, and we use a lot this meeting to raise the importance of this European Congress, I remember. It was very strong, it helped me a lot, and after you had the Friends of North America who came. We need to use this meeting. Sometimes there is like 30 countries of Europe. Just in this meeting, we need to use this meeting not just like Yeshiva Haverim, but maybe as a workshop of integral education. Like this, it will raise the importance of integral education, and also it will give friends the skills, because there is some friends who are already doing the integral education, and there is other who didn't start. And maybe they don't have all the skills. So friends who are like friends of Italy or friends of Spain who are already doing it can help the other friends and give them their skills through the game, learn them how to build games. And it will raise the importance, because for sure our salvation is the dissemination.
I repeat the question, how are we going to support each other in mutual action in the states of the distance between the congresses? We were talking a lot about the collaboration.
Можно картинку? Мой промежуточное звено между Творцом и всем остальным творением, человечеством. Мы промежуточное звено. Так и сказано про нас, что мы всего лишь соединяющая часть. Потому как, с одной стороны, у нас есть точка в сердце, и поэтому мы связаны с Творцом, а с другой стороны, у нас есть наш здоровый эгоизм. Правда есть? Или уже потеряли? Нет еще. Слава Богу, он нам нужен. Для того, чтобы быть связанными с остальным миром. Так вот, мы промежуточная часть от Творца к человечеству. И поэтому должны понимать наше предназначение. Мы его не выбирали. Мы бы, может быть, и хотели отказаться от него, но ничего не сделаешь. Вы знаете, как сказано в том числе и в Библии, о Йона, пророки, которого Творец послал спасать город Нинвей. Это был такой большой город. А он не захотел. Он поехал, поплыл на пароходе, пароход разбился, его проглотила рыба, да, кит, а потом выбросил на берег. И он в конечном итоге все равно пришел в этот город Нинвей и начал рассказывать им о том, что надо объединяться. И таким образом спас этот город. Почитайте книгу Йона в Танахе у пророков. Так вот, мы являемся этим же пророком Йона. И мы должны это сделать. Мы должны прийти к человечеству и спасти его. Никуда нам не деться, иначе нас проглотит океан, проглотит рыба и все равно заставит, выбросит нас на берег, выплюнет на берег и заставит нас все равно сделать ту же самую миссию. Поэтому давайте не упираться. Миру мы предлагаем интегральное образование. А для нас мы должны объединяться в Аравуте. В чем отличие и в чем связь интегрального образования с Аравутом? Это последний вопрос. Прошу.
I think the common thing is the unity and Aravut, because in unity you cannot have a unity without having, you know, mutual guarantee. And similar here in the group, when we're responsible for each other, what the difference is that, you know, they're not asking for the, you know, external force, for the light, you know, reforming light for the Creator. This is something that they shouldn't really know. But this is something very important for us, because we know that only the reforming light can correct us, you know, to give us the quality of bestowal and love, which will further disseminate down to the all 99%.
This is Ralph early mentioned in the lesson that for the correction of the 99%, it is not necessary to connect to the Creator for them. We have to solve the problems, and they have to unite. And that's another kind. We need a mutual guarantee, because it's related to love thy neighbor as yourself. It's what we need to adhere directly to the Creator.
We can think. This situation like a single body. They think that integral education is the purpose of life, and in order to obtain that, we have our Aravut, like an healing system, in order to be always healed to do that, like the body. Aravut is the system that operates in order to let every single part of the body have the energy and be in the right way to live. And that's integral education is actually our body, our like our, you know, the most important thing. Aravut is only.
To take the example, to continue the example, I will say that if we have a human body, maybe the Aravut will be maybe the heart, and the integral education the brain, because in order to have the integral education, we need the unity between us, and to have this unity, we need the Aravut. So we will not be able to disseminate the methodology of integral education if we don't unite within us practicing the Aravut.
My guess is that our vote is something which we have to do because of Creator. And integral education is something which people are supposed to do for their own benefit. That's the main difference.
I'm just trying to, although this is a little bit, maybe it's a material question, but I try to speak from the heart, and including all of you here, and we all, our root is, it's our food, you know, it's our obligation, we must unite in one whole body and operate like that. Without it, we'll just die, you know. And but the rest of the world, they haven't reached this state yet, but they're on their way, nevertheless. So we who need our wood as a blood, as a water, as a life, we need light to in order to live, because we reach that state when we haven't got any way back. That's it. We're already on a ladder. We're climbing up. The rest of the world still not, but they need this integral education in order to not fall behind from us too far, because you know again I run out of words, but sorry Franz.
The difference between our root and integral education, there isn't really a difference. It's just a dressing, two different dressings for the light to pass through. And when we're in our root, we're bestowing to one another in the groups. And when we're disseminating integral education, we're bestowing to the 99%. So in both cases, we're just acting as a conduct for the, or a passageway for the light to come through. So for me, I feel they're very similar, just different dressings.
I see the similarities and differences. At first, similar is unity. Just difference that in our world is unity between points of a heart, and in integral education is the unity between peoples. Next, the same is science. In our world is Kabbalah science, and in other is integral science, in integral light. Yeah. Next, the same intention. If in our world we must have altruistic intention.
Let your heart speak, let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around, the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go. It's so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We're in this fight, and everything's gone.
only this moment when we are together.